Blog Talk Radio. Are you barefooters out there looking for a new place to shop, eat, and save? Are you sick of paying full price? Would you like to save money at the places you enjoy most? Well, here's a popular savings book that is full of coupons catered to your local area. It's called Save Around. This book is full of exclusive discounts to help you save money around your town. Yes, that's Save Around. You will save money at restaurants, department stores, cars, even flowers. When I take my family out, there are seven of us. The average meal was about $110 to $140. Last time I took them out, and I'm holding a copy of the receipt right here, the check originally was $120. With the Save Around book, our meal cost $82 at a place we go to quite often. Who knew? And there are a few places we found that we are going to check out. View the books in your area before you buy. Go to freedomizerradio.com or barefootislegal.org. Just click on your city, and within a few days, you will be saving money around town with your new Save Around book. The views and opinions expressed during the BIL radio show are those of the host and not that of Freedomizer Radio or the broadcast affiliates.
Welcome to Barefoot is Legal Radio, where you will learn the benefits and your rights to live a barefoot lifestyle. And now, here to empower you and dispel the myth of going barefoot, is a full-time barefooter of over 15 years and veteran legal advocate, your host, Nick here.
Hello and welcome to another wonderful live edition of the Barefoot is Legal radio show. I am your host, Nick Pierce. Now, for those of you that may not know, I am a full-time barefooter of over 15 plus years. I got rid of the last pair of anything that goes on my feet over 12 years ago. I'm the head of NP Media Group, where I did a radio show called The Business of Arts, Music, and Entertainment for a few years, where I empowered up-and-coming artists in the entertainment business to advance their careers. I'm also a victim legal advocate standing up for the human rights that we as the barefoot community have and new head of BIL's Legal Services Department. Now, many of us have different reasons for going barefoot. For some of you, it may be for religious reasons, some of you for cultural reasons, others for health or medical reasons, even though our reasons are different. There are people out there that think that there are laws, policies, rules, regulations, or dangers about being barefoot in public. Whatever your reasons, call in, share your stories, your experiences, whatever reasons and issues that you may even have. If you want to be a part of the show today, the call-in number is 319-527-6208. Again, that's 319-527-6208. Press 1 to be on the air. We also have our live chat room open. You can join us there by going to freedomizerradio.com. Just click on the live chat link. Again, that's freedomizerradio.com. Also, check out our website, barefootislegal.org. And we also have our Facebook page. It's open to the public and our private Facebook group for our members to join and share their stories. Right on Facebook, just go to Barefoot is Legal, whether you go to the page or the group. I'd love for you to join us there. You can interact with other members of the barefoot community during and after the broadcast. If you live a barefoot lifestyle or are interested in living a barefoot lifestyle, join our private group if you have not joined already. Again, that's on Facebook, Barefoot is Legal. Now, keep in mind, though, this is not a fetish community. So for all you heavy-breathing fun seekers out there who think you're going to get your rocks off looking at foot pictures, no. That's not what it's there for. We are here to educate and empower you and spread the message that bare feet are legal. And with that said, now it's time to kick off your shoes if you are wearing any or still have any at all, and enjoy the next hour and a half of time that we have together. And I see our phone lines are already lighting up, so that's a great thing. I'd like to welcome everybody to the show. And I will get to our callers momentarily. I'm pretty much going to have the phone lines open throughout the whole broadcast. You know, I was thinking about it. We have a lot going on. The warmer weather is here. And with the warmer weather, of course, you have a lot of the shoe Nazis that are out there. It's kind of funny because some folks can go all winter barefoot. They go into stores all winter in the snow and the cold and even in the late fall and the early spring and all that. And rarely will they ever have a problem. All of a sudden, the warm weather hits and the shoe police are out. The shoe police are patrolling. They have special apparatus. Their goggles are on, their glasses and whatever, their optical scopes and all that. They zoom in right on you like a pimple on a mosquito's rear end, and they seek you out. And they accost you, and they say it's illegal. They say it's the health department. They give you all kinds of reasons to proclaim their ignorance. But that's just because the warmer weather's here. More and more people go out barefoot. So, of course, it's more noticeable. It's not like you're just the one or a couple in each town or something like that. That goes out. They never give you a problem. But when there's so many people going out, all of a sudden, they're on, like, high alert. It's like, oh, my God, we're being invaded. Someone's in our business trying to spend money. What are we going to do with them? Oh, no. Oh, my God, they have money to spend. Well, we're going to make up a bunch of things. We're going to make up a whole line of stuff just to say, nope, go to our competitor. We don't want your money. Oh, no, it's the health department. We sell food, but we don't know anything about the health department regulations. And I do say regulations, folks.
They are nothing more than that. See, a lot of times you hear the term laws thrown around. A lot of time it's like, oh, but there are laws. The health department, has laws. Health department sat there in congressional chambers passing legislation. That's not true. Senators, congressmen, they pass laws. The health department, they're more concerned with stuff at 140-something degrees and the refrigerators are 30 and 40 degrees. Freezers are 32 and below. They're sticking thermometers in everywhere. They're looking at ceiling tiles. They're not passing laws. And of course, that brings me, as you've heard me say before, to those signs on the door by order of health department.
Oh, you got to have shoes in here because it's the health department. The health department says there's something. I have to order the health department. You have to have shoes on here.
Shut up. You do not. By order of the health department. A myth that's been spread around since the 60s and 70s because people were protesting a war. Because they couldn't put signs up anymore that said people of color not allowed in. They couldn't put signs on the door that said people aren't welcome. So they made up this myth. They made up this BS to throw out there. Because why not? We need a sign. Oh, we don't want to look like the bad guys. No. We're not the bad guys. Oh, of course not. No. See, we like people. We want customers.
But it's the health department that says that.
Wrong. And that's what we're here to do, folks. We're here to educate and empower you. So you know when someone's lying to you. You know when someone's full of it, and you can give them the correct information. And, of course, you're always going to have those people that just sit there. Oh, no, that's not true. You don't know what you're talking about. No, I'm right. I know everything. I get paid $6 an hour to punch buttons at a register because I'm like the whole Google. All the information is in my head. You can Google. You can look up all the information right through my eyeballs, right through my ears. It's all in there. I know everything. Wrong. You don't. But they get paid $7 an hour to pretend that they do. Maybe they get paid 8. Maybe they get paid 10. They know it all. Shame on them. They don't. But they pretend they do. See, that's a fool for you people. That is a fool. When someone sits there proclaiming they know everything, but they really don't, that's a fool. And the fool that never wants to be educated, the fool that never wants to learn, and sometimes some of these fools, you just can't educate them. They were not educated to begin with. It didn't work the first time around when they were in school. Do you think that you're going to make a difference? I don't know. It's like talking to a piece of toast. But anyway, phone lines are open. I don't want to go ranting for a whole half hour like I normally do. I know we have a lot of callers. And I'm going to bring Laura on. She's one of the first ones in the queue here to get on the air. Laura, welcome to the Barefoot is Legal show. How are you this weekend?
Oh, thank you for having me.
I'm doing very well. Good to be back on the air live with everybody. And just taking some vacation time and a lot of stuff going on as far as work and all that. But, you know, I'm glad to be back on the air live. And I'll have a couple live broadcasts throughout the summer. I'm not going to leave everybody, but I will be back in full force come the fall.
Well, of course. Well, I'm glad you're on live. You're right about the summer and people being more relaxed and the shoe police out more. I'll give you, for instance, in our public library, there is like a story time for young children, and the children are invited to come in and relax, kick off their shoes, and listen to the stories, and it's interactive, participate, do crafts, and all of that. And I happen to be sitting out at a computer near the circulation desk, tearing out of there without shoes. So the librarian, who never looks down, I mean, the woman doesn't see what people are doing with their feet normally, looked at him and said, where are your shoes? Little boy said, I don't need them, it's summer. So she said, well, you better go get your shoes. You can't go to the library without shoes. And the little boy said, I'm going to tell my mom. And he ran back away. So I motioned for her to come over to me. I said, you know what? And she said, what? I said, library can't dictate that he has to wear shoes because being barefoot is legal. and actually you're discriminating against him for like a plethora of reasons. I said, now, we have a system in our library system called Ask the Librarian. And I always mm-hmm. say I want to use that if I ever go on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. I said, now what you need to do is go to your computer and ask a librarian to look for the laws and cite the exact law that says that little boy can't be in the library without shoes.
Good for
so
you.
So the next day I went to the library, and she came running over to me and she said, you want to know something? I said, sure. Boy. And I had on a long maxi. I mean, you can't see what I'm doing underneath there. She said, do you know what? You're right. It's not illegal. I said, what's not illegal? She said, being barefoot isn't illegal. I said, I know that. So sometimes we have to be tuned in to the people around us because one person at a time, we can enlighten them, I guess is the word that I'm looking for. But I just thought that was a funny story to share.
That is great. That is great. And good for you for doing that because you know, I mean, you know, it starts when they, you know, when they're young and they get into the mentality that, a librarian told me that, you know, oh, you can't mm-hmm. do this, you know, and it's
right.
like a position of power, especially mm-hmm. to someone that's really young, like mm-hmm. a little kid. And then it gets embedded in their mind where they're just like, you know,
right.
you can't do this ever. But educating
mm-hmm.
that person, and they're the librarian, they should know, you know, I mean, you would think that they've learned something, but,
yeah.
That's really good, and I'm glad you did that because, you know, it really helps dispel the myths that are in there that
right.
people have
mm-hmm.
and everything.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, just thought I'd share it, and welcome on live.
Oh, that's great. And you're going to be sticking around, or I'm going to bring Proof on here with us. If you want to say hi to Proof,
okay.
she'll be riding next to me here in the studio. Hey, Proof.
Hi.
Hello. What's the word on the street?
Not much. Beating back ISIS and getting ready for the zombie apocalypse.
Okay. But I have about an hour, I think, because we're doing some renovations in the house.
Okay. Yeah, well, thanks for joining us.
So I had to go do a couple errands real quick. We're getting our house refinanced, so... That's what I've been up to today.
Got it. Dump all the equity in there to get a better thing or tearing it apart to get a lower interest rate?
Taking my ex-wife off the loan.
Oh, there you go. You can just dig a hole in the backyard for that.
Yeah. I agree. So, just a few notes for my own self here. That I am, I'm going to be in New York July 10th through the 15th. I'll be in the New York area.
Oh, well, that's cool. You swinging by in the Ohio area on the way, or are you catching a flight, or?
It's a flight.
Ah, you just fly right over me. I see how it is.
Yeah. Hey, we ended up going to a buffet yesterday. My wife and I and the people we were talking with in line for a good 45 minutes were from Dayton.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. That's great. We're about in Dayton.
Yeah,
did
I immediately
say,
thought
or...
of you. What's that?
Did they say we're in Dayton? Like we're about in Dayton or like what
no,
section of Dayton? Or?
No, I didn't ask.
Did you tell them you knew me? Maybe they knew of me if you were talking about BIL.
Yeah, they didn't. I tried.
Oh, okay. Well, when we get more syndication, people will know me more. We'll be famous.
Yeah. So I'm hoping to meet some BIL members in a week and a half.
That'd be great. I know we have quite a few out there. So that'd be great to do a meetup. That same weekend, I'm doing a vacation as well. I'm going to be camping and probably doing a meetup. So that's great. We have so what else is new with the group? What kind of updates do we have, membership-wise, posts, memes, all that?
Well, yeah, that's kind of why I wanted to make sure I jumped on here before my handyman gets back. But
yeah.
we're officially over 13,000 members now. We're right around 13,100. We dropped a few members last week, but we picked it right back up after we got rid of a couple bad apples. We're doing a meme making contest also.
Great. Yep, I saw that.
This is in accordance to our project, and I guess I might need to talk to you off air because I know what I want, and I don't know what the obstacle is or if anything is getting done on it or not because I'm not getting any feedback.
Huh. Well, we'll have to take a look at that and see what's going on.
Okay. But, yeah, we want to have our VIP membership area. And
yep.
In accordance with that, we have a meme-making contest where the person that has the most viewed meme gets and whatever is the best meme, so there's two. So each of those people will get a one-year membership and all the trinkets that go with it, like whether it's the bumper stickers and the T-shirt and whatever else. They each get a one-year membership at no cost. That's
great.
What they win.
Great. Oh, that's great. So we got what else in that package? We got the T-shirt, you said stickers, and what else?
Yeah, you get a handful of business cards. You get a membership-only area access, and you get we need them to provide us a head-to-toe barefoot shot of them somewhere in front of or inside a store or restaurant.
That'd be cool to put on the card.
Yes.
That's a great idea. I like that.
Yeah, so that's what they win.
Cool. And that's what they win if they win the meme contest.
Yeah.
Cool.
So it's $49.95 a year otherwise, which comes out to like $4 and I think 18 cents a month or something like that. So it's less than $5 a month, figure on the average, and it goes to getting us funded.
Yeah.
And if we can get funded, then I just believe in putting money where our mouths are. And if I can figure this way, if I can do this and everybody else gets involved, that the more people involved means the more buying power we have. And when we have buying power, that means that these stores are willing to listen to us, because if we're advertising and people have heard of us, and if, say there's 7 grocery stores in your area, and if one says they don't want us, well, then guess what? If 6 others say they want our business, then that other one's going to get left out. And we need to show these businesses that that's what we do.
Yeah.
Because right now, nobody's heard of us. And because nobody's heard of us, they feel empowered in kicking us out, cursing at us, yelling, whatever. But when they hear that we exist, all that changes.
Oh, yeah. It's like the library story that Laura was just on the air telling us about. She was in a library. The librarian said the little boy came running through the library from one of the reading times, one of the sessions, and crashed that they were having in another section of the library. And the librarian told the little boy, you can't be in here barefoot like that. And Laura turned around and told the librarian, you shouldn't do that, and you should look this up. And sure enough, she went into the library the next day, and the librarian came right over to her and said, oh, my God, you're right. I feel bad. Or, you know, I mean, once people hear about us, they understand. And, being a Facebook group is great. I mean, we get the membership. Having the website is great. But then we need to get that traffic to the website. Public service ads on radio and TV. I mean, that money can go to great use to let people know that discrimination is wrong. You know, educate the public that we exist and why we do what we do. And the reason
and
for
I look at it another direction as well, because Nick Deutschman and I were talking this morning, and I guess either him or Micah came across some memes, or not memes, but Twitters, where people were writing to Walmart complaining that they let people in there without shoes on. And the way I look at it, as it's not our job to dictate what somebody should look like, and I don't like tattoos personally. I don't like facial piercings and pink hair and things like that. But I'm not going to Twitter a company or call a toll-free number demanding that Walmart stop allowing people to come in unless they have a burqa on.
Yeah,
that's not. Why is it that one person's style of of clothing choice is not okay, but every other group is accepted.
Yeah. Yeah, and people, you know, they just stick their nose in places that it doesn't belong. And they just always have a complaint about something. Really, that one post, it was only one person that I think said anything.
Yeah.
What I saw.
Well,
so, I mean, out of the thousands out there that support what we do, and out of the thousands out there that don't care, millions that don't care, there's always one. And it's no different than if you're Muslim, if you're Jewish, if you're Catholic, if you're, you know, Buddhist, if you have pink hair, if you have piercings, if you have tattoos, if you wear shoes, if you don't wear shoes, you know?
Well,
I mean,
here's
if you're
the thing. From my guessing and educated guessing, being that I've been involved off and on for 20 years or so, even more, that out of 100 people, you'll have 30% that either want to do it or do it already. You get 10% that get so irate and loud that their loud mouth makes up for the other 20%. So there's 40%, and you got 60% of people that will never do it but don't care if other people do it or not.
Exactly. That's
so,
pretty much the numbers in a nutshell there on that.
Right. So, like I said, I don't care. I don't have any tattoos. I don't want any personally, but I don't care if other people have them. It's not my business, and I'm not going to go complain because I saw an offensive tattoo. I've seen people tattoo curse words on their arms. Do you think I'm going to go running at Outback Steakhouse and complain that the table next to me has a profanity tattooed on their arm?
Yeah, it's people just don't get it. It's not their place, and they just, you know, they should just shut up and enjoy their meal like everybody else, like you do, like I do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, or get whatever they're in the store to buy and get out of there, you know? People just stick their nose in. They try to create issues. They just, you know, they think that they're the boss of everybody, that they're on patrol for whatever reason, and they have this cause in their mind, and they just, they're just busybodies that have no lives themselves. They just figure that, you know, I don't have a life, and all of a sudden I can take up a crusade against people for whatever the reason is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's sad. It happens. But that's why we're here, to dispel the myths about it being unhealthy, about it being unsanitary, about it being illegal, about it, you know, not being good for you, whatever it is. So, we've got a lot going on in the group, and, you know, we need the funding, and it's going to be you know, great once we get it, because then we'll be able to do these things, educate the people, get out there in the mass markets and the media, and put public service ads on.
Well, if we can get enough people in these VIP memberships, I just think the membership idea is just to be so cool when somebody says something to you and then, oh, I got a membership ID, and then there's going to be a QR code on the back, and you could point to that. And I wanted to get your input on the official wording on either state rights or American Disabilities Act, one of the two.
Yeah, I have something that I've been playing with that kind of merges the two. And
yeah.
I'm just trying to keep it down into like maybe 3 or 4 sentences to fit on a card that size. So, kind of,
well,
one of those
basic, and we can have, for more information, scan the QR code.
Yeah. Yeah. And it'll take you right to the website.
Yeah.
Definitely. So, yep. Having something like that, and just something that people can just go to right away. But we're coming up to the top of the hour. When we come back, group is coming back with us. We also have some other callers, Kevin, Lauren, everybody else that's holding in the queue. We'll get you on the air. And but no one delivered a big fat suitcase full of $100 bills yet for Proof and I to split up. So we gotta take a break, pay the bills. We'll be right back.
Hey, Freedom S, join me, Proof Negative, weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific, as we fight the New World Order together, right here on Freedomizer Radio, your exclusive home of the Proof Negative Show.
Are you barefooters out there looking for a new place to shop, eat, and save? Are you sick of paying full price? Would you like to save money at the places you enjoy most? Well, here's a popular savings book that is full of coupons catered to your local area. It's called Save Around. This book is full of exclusive discounts to help you save money around your town. Yes, that's Save Around. You will save money at restaurants, department stores, cars, even flowers. When I take my family out, there are seven of us. The average meal was about $110 to $140. Last time I took them out, and I'm holding a copy of the receipt right here, the check originally was $120. With the Save Around book, our meal cost $82 at a place we go to quite often. Who knew? And there are a few places we found that we are going to check out. View the books in your area before you buy. Go to freedomizerradio.com or barefootislegal.org. Just click on your city, and within a few days, you will be saving money around town with your new Save Around book.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
My toes itch. My back is in pain.
My feet smell.
Well, I suffer from knee and hip pain.
If you suffer from any of those symptoms, Shoeless is a natural foot remedy to treat most symptoms of pain, infection, and other ailments caused by shoes. Shoeless can be applied simply by removing whatever is on your feet. Shoeless is a non-prescription solution to most foot problems that are caused by wearing shoes. In most cases, when using Shoeless, it does not impair your ability to operate a vehicle, walk, run, shop, jump, play, move, dance, sing, flip, or other human activities. Those using Shoeless have reported feeling happy, less pain, better mood, and have a better sense of health and freedom. Other benefits also include eliminating athlete's foot, foot odor, fungus, and other forms of bacteria known to have been caused by shoes. Some users of Shoeless may be told that it's against the law. Ask your doctor for a note when using Shoeless. Other side effects include a higher sense of awareness and in your surroundings. Do not use Shoeless if you are standing in a pit of fire. Using Shoeless may not increase your chances of flying or winning the lottery. However, some users have reported having higher self-esteem and positive attitudes, as well as more confidence. Shoeless is best when used all the time. Use caution when using Shoeless until your body adapts. Shoeless has also been proven to increase learning, attention, help fight depression, and ease effects of autism. Feel free to ask your doctor how Shoeless can benefit you. For more information about Shoeless and its benefits, visit barefootislegal.org.
Got a spare tire around that waist? Is your muffin top over the top? Do you binge eat uncontrollably? We are the government, and we are here to help you. Here at our free FEMA weight loss camp, we have numerous ways to help you shed those unsightly, unwanted pounds. FEMA, or fatties, eating mitigated, automatically has a communist-style weight loss czar that specializes in centralized weight loss planning and communal extended fasting programs to shed that fat away in no time. Skin and boned means extra toned is the motto. Just remember, there is no way you can do it on your own. We will forcefully assist you into compliance. Failure is not an option in this utopian wonderland. How fantastic! Typical workout regimes include digging ditches and restocking them with dirt, building railways and more. Get life skills while you get lean. How do you join? Simple. Recite the Constitution in a public commons or violate the Patriot Act that includes simple misdemeanors. It's really that easy to get your own fenced-in slice of Americana. Stop being a fatty. The state is your daddy.
The views and opinions expressed during the BIL radio show are those of the host and not that of Freedomizer Radio or the broadcast affiliates.
Come gather round, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. And if your breath to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are a-changing.
Well, welcome back to the Barefooters Legal Radio Show on this wonderful weekend afternoon. Just coming back from our top of the hour break. We're here with you for another hour, though, live. You can always check us out in the archives just by going to barefootislegal.org and clicking on the radio show link. Also on Freedomizer Radio, you can check out our past episodes there. Just go to freedomizerradio.com. It's also a great place to go into our chat room if you want to chat with us. And if you want to be a part of the show, 319-527-6208. Again, that's 319-527-6208. Just press 1 to be on the air with Proof and I. And Proof, before the break, we were talking about the meme contest and our VIP memberships and our group. So, what else is going on? There's, I don't know. What else you got for us?
Well, let's see. I'll be in the New York area from the 10th through 15th, and then at the end of the month, I'll be in the L.A. area and San Diego, just setting up meetups for people out there.
Nice. And I'm working on a meetup the 29th of July in the Dayton area, which will be good for the surrounding area, Cincinnati, Columbus, and Dayton. Dayton's kind of like located centrally for everything. And hopefully we'll have the Columbus and Cincinnati and even some people from Indiana that'll be coming up, you know, to join us. We're going to have it at a place called Archers, just right off 675, where 75 and 675 meet. Just a little bit north of there. So that's easy for, like I said, everybody from Columbus to Cincinnati to get to. So that'll be great.
Well, again, I really appreciate the meetups because I'm looking for people that take our group a little more seriously. I know there's some people that just think we're just another regular Facebook group, but between the business page, the Facebook group, the radio show, the support that we have from our other members and the website information. There's a lot of stuff we have, and we're
and our
not
toll free hotline. Yeah, our toll free hotline, our legal department, Nick Deutschman in corporate communications. It's always writing letters. There's a lot that we do for our members, and more that VIP members will have access to.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just looking forward to the growth, and of course, the more people that get involved, the bigger we can get, and the more buying power we have.
Yeah, yep, definitely. And, of course, our phone lines are lit up, so I'm thinking maybe we should dive in, take a couple calls right now.
Yes.
We have our a first-time caller to the Barefoot is Legal show, and let's see, this is Justin in the Dayton area. Welcome to the BIL show, Justin. What have you got to share with us this weekend?
Well, Nick, let's see here. You know, I love being barefoot. It's a great thing to be. It's a great thing to do, actually, to tell you the God's honest truth. I love being barefoot. It feels good. because, you know, nowadays, you know, you got to pay for shoes. Oh, my goodness. It's just, it's out of this world. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, it's a lot cheaper, of course.
It's just, yeah, it comes a lot cheaper. And, you know, but I do have a bad back, so it does hurt when I wear shoes most of the time. Well, actually all the time, tell you the truth. But I got a story for you. You know, I was in the gas station, and I do have a medical problem with my back and stuff because, I can tell you a real quick story, you know, my mom had a stroke, you know, I was the only one taking care of her, so that's where I got my really bad back from, so that's my medical disability because, you know, I have a bad back and it just hurts because, you know, the shoes are with the soles and the heels are lifting you up and it just, I want to keep my back straight all the time, you see what I'm saying? But, here's a quick story for you. So I was at a gas station Speedway, you know, I was getting a couple drinks, you know, I did my own business. As soon as I walk in, walk towards the back, the guy, the clerk, whatever, you know, told me, hey, you got to have shoes on. I was like, are you sure? He's like, yeah. You know, I was trying to confirm about it to get him, you know, all that. But I said to the guy, I said, well, you know what? I have a medical disability. Is that something you like to hear? I got a medical disability, buddy. And, you know, he says, are you sure? You know, blah, 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 blah. You know, he's kind of scared because I was like, I was confirming him about it. And so I showed him my medical disability card and that barefoot is legal. And he says, you showed me the card, I can't get in trouble and you can't get in trouble. So, you know, I kind of disowned him about it. You know, I kind of owned him and stuff like that about telling him this is wrong and you're doing all wrong and stuff like that. And so, you know, I owned him about it, you know, I got my stuff and I left.
You know,
I was happy that I got to be barefoot and, you know, most of the other times, like when I walk into a store, I dress kind of scary and stuff. Well, not really, you know, but nobody just wants to mess with me because of the way I dress and stuff.
Oh.
You know, okay. I mean, I have a chain on my side.
You had your card on you. You had your, you know, you had everything, you know, in line and order. They gave you a problem, and you showed them the card. And those cards are available on the Barefoot is Legal website, I believe, by now, and also on the Barefoot is Legal Facebook group in the file section. The card that he's talking about is the ADA card and the, you know, the card for civil rights and all that. People with disabilities and medical conditions. So if you don't have one, definitely check it out. And for all you barefooters out there that may have a medical condition, just go to the ADA card and that we have up there for religious or personal reasons. Check out the civil rights cards that we have for your state. So that's a good story, Justin. Thanks for sharing. And, you know, that's so true. You know, find out what the reason is. You know, I mean, walk in, go about your business. Someone says something to you, just explain it and show them that, you know, listen, here's my card. This is what I have. This is why I do it. And, yeah, definitely. Thank you for sharing. And, let's see. We also have Kevin. I think Kevin wants to come on the air with us. We bring Kevin on proof. I think he's ready.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Kevin, welcome to the Barefoot is Legal show. How are you this weekend? Thanks for joining us.
Hello. Let's just say that it's nice to have a couple of days off. Of course, I got to work on the 4th of July, but it's not going to be that bad.
Yeah, I think I may actually have off, so that's a good thing. But, normally I'm always working on holidays and all that. So what do you got going on with us, Kevin?
Well, actually, I am, right now I'm on location. I'm actually at this nudist resort that's like maybe an hour away from my house. I just wanted to get away and just chill, get some studying done. So I got this big Navy-wide advancement exam coming up in September. So, mm-hmm. So I'm trying to get promoted, make some extra money. So I figured, hey, you know, Michael, you know, bring my studying material, which is on my tablet and on my phone with me, so I can study for the time that I'm here, and it's so very, very peaceful. You know, And the thing that's still, even here, people around here are still wearing shoes.
Huh.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, I know a lot of people are not into the, you know, the nudist thing or anything like that, but it's like, so I'm walking around, yeah, it's all dirt roads, no pavement or anything like that, you know, and the dirt and the rocks, asphalt, or gravel, if you call it, you know, still feels nice to me, even though I'm still kind of sort of tenderfooty, you know, but it's like even around the pool, you know, people are still wearing shoes. So it's like, so my question would be to anybody out there, is it better to be clothed and barefoot or naked with shoes?
That's a funny question because I'll never understand that. You know, if you hear people talking about nudist colonies or the nudist beaches and stuff like that, and you're just like, what is the point? I mean, you took off everything else. Take off the sandals and the socks with them. You know, it's like, what is the point of that? Right?
Yeah, it's amazing to me how it's like, you know, if you're gonna go naked, you're gonna go all the way. At least I think you should go all the way. You know,
you would think.
And let's be honest. You know, some people go naked for the same reason we go barefoot. The only difference is one is legal, one is not.
Yeah.
You know,
it is kind of funny though.
It really is. But you know, hey, to each his own. You know, we know it's better to be careful anyway. So anyway, while you was on vacation, I think I told the story. It was either last week or whatever. 2 weeks ago, I was going to another church, so I stopped at a 7-Eleven that was like down the street. You know, and of course. 7-Eleven do got the shirt and shoes required, so I was like, it's like really, really small, you can easily miss it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in the juice section, drink section, whatever, and somebody was mopping the floor, you know, and she saw me, and the minute she saw me, she's like, oh, you need shoes to be in the store, and it just walked off and continued mopping. And I'm thinking to myself, shoot, no, I don't. You know, so because of the bad, because I didn't like how that happened, I decided to leave and not spend my money at that location. So I went down the street at some convenience store, went in and got a couple of snacks without issue. You know, so, I mean, and of course I've been to other 7-Elevens which, you know, nobody said a word or anything like that, but this particular one, you know, it may sound strange, but it was just a total bad vibe when she did that. You know, you should at least, I didn't even get a chance to answer why. She just said, oh, you need to have shoes on to be in the store, and just walked off.
And just walked away.
Yeah, walked away, like, and continued mopping, like she was so busy. It's a freaking 7-Eleven. How busy can a 7-Eleven be?
Yeah, I don't get it. You know, for those of you that are not familiar with 7-Eleven out there listening, they're convenience stores. One of their main competitors in most of their markets is Wawa.
Oh, you know, we do have a Wawa here in Virginia, a couple locations.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm
in Jersey a lot.
Yeah, I normally don't go to Wawa, you know, but for the few times that I've been inside, I mean, I haven't had a issue. Nobody said nothing to me. I mean, it's a gas station.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Proof, you were saying that's okay. Do they have those on the coast now, or do they have those out in California?
We
only have 7-Eleven.
Circle K's here in Vegas. We also have a spot called AMPM.
Okay. I know we have a lot of Circle K's in the Midwest.
Oh, you know, here's another thing, and I posted this. I forgot when I posted it, but I went to the Dollar General around the corner from my house, and I looked at the door where they would normally have the their rules and of course their shirt and shoes required line, but this one didn't have it posted. So now I'm thinking, okay, is this something or nothing?
What they did was, I think it was just that one.
I don't know about the other. Just that one.
A couple of the stores actually took the signs down because there were some issues in some of their markets over it. So I don't know if they're doing that to all the stores now, but it's definitely a victory in those markets anyway, and hopefully it spreads to the rest of the chain. Because I've been in a few, but I have never had a problem. I don't normally shop there. There's a competitor a little closer to my house when they opened up, and I've always enjoyed them a lot more. So I never really cared for the two that were around me. The two Dollar General locations that are in my area, they've always been just dirty, run down. The AC's never working in the summer. The heat's never working in the winter. And it's just the most disgusting place ever. It just run down and dilapidated, really.
I see.
I live in a very nice town, so I'm still trying to figure out how that's even possible.
You know, as a matter of fact, and this is the same Dollar General, which I haven't really been to in a while, simply because the workers there are still thinking about if I cut my foot, I'm liable. So I don't know if those same workers are still there, but the only thing I know is that the sign wasn't there.
So now
I'm thinking, okay, if the sign is not there no more, has Dollar General changed their policy, or is this just a smokescreen?
You know, it's still hard to say because it's too new. And I know that there were in some markets, North Carolina, Virginia, and stuff like that, or maybe in South Carolina, Virginia, one of those two states, there was an issue over those signs. And in both markets, I believe those signs are coming down now. Now it's just a matter of it spreading to the rest of the chain. So hopefully, enough people complain and they get taken down in other markets. So maybe I should pursue it in my market. I'd never shopped there and just never really gave it much thought. But maybe I should press it in my market and see if that is as successful as it was down there.
Yeah, it is time for not just Dollar General, just time for some of these companies to, change their policy a little bit. This is why I've been spending most of my money at either Dollar Tree, which don't have a sign, or Family Dollar, which don't have a sign. Nobody never says anything. So it's like, I enjoy the customer service.
Family Dollar is much better customer service, a much better store, same product, if not better, same price as Dollar General and all that.
Not to get off the subject, but it's like, it is called Family Dollar. Why everything is not a dollar? Same thing with Dollar General.
Yeah. I'm single. I don't bring the whole family there, Can't afford that.
But at the same time, Dollar General and Family Dollar has more of a selection than Dollar Tree does. Tree really doesn't necessarily have everything that you want.
Yeah. But going back to the sign thing with the other dollar store, I think that now we have 13,000 members plus.
Change that, Nick, because the business page has over 51,000. So there's over 60,000 unique people either in one or the other. I just want to stress that.
That's true. See, I was just thinking about the closed group. But when you mentioned the public page, you're right. 60,000 members here. If 60,000 people call Dollar General and say, thank you for taking those signs down, I'm going to start shopping there again, then maybe 60,000 of their stores will not have signs up, or however many they have.
It's strange. I haven't even when that particular location took down its sign. I think I went with my work uniform or something like that. I didn't even test the store yet because, like I said, I don't see the same workers there. Not that it really matters, But it does sound like a small victory. Just like you've been saying for I don't know, God knows how long, if they say, oh, you can't be in here, you know, you ask why, and don't bring up the fact that there's no sign no more.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, no, the worst thing you could ever say is, well, you don't have a sign, because then it makes the guy with the keys to the cellar all of a sudden have a key to the paper and a key to the Sharpie cabinet, and then all of a sudden
yeah.
they make a sign once they find the key to the tape. Yeah.
Yeah, you know. Also, I remember one time going into Food Lion when I was approached. I was like, "Is it in your policy?" In which they said, "Yes." I think that's another thing we probably should or should not ask if it's in their policy.
Yeah, we never ask that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's another loaded question.
There's no laws against it, so why assume that other people will make it as such? There's no reason for it.
Oh, yeah. Here's another thing that I don't know if we ever discussed this, and I'm trying to figure this out myself. Does the law override any company policy in regards to footwear?
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey,
because
I'm glad you brought that up. Because, Nick, whether it's you or whether it's someone else that could organize this, but we should call the American Disabilities Association or maybe write to them and tell them, look, our office, I'm a manager of an office, and if I have an employee that brings a doctor's note for a dress code requirement, do I have to abide by that?
You know, that would be a good letter to send out there, a good general question, because that could be used for ammunition against people that think that their policy overrides what the law really is when it comes to ADA and also the civil rights divisions, too, of each state.
So I was going to ask you, Nick, because you're more of the legal expert. Can you script up an email and send this to the ADA and see what comes back?
Oh, of course. Yeah, I'd be happy to send that out this week. Yeah,
right.
I would definitely get that right off my desk, right to the ADA, because that's a very good point. And actually, that's something that we never really sat and thought about. I mean, we know what the law says when it comes to the ADA. We know, you know, the cards, you know, that's the law that says that they can't discriminate. But, you know, having a clear answer where people would say, well, our policy overrides that, that would be a great letter, a great copy of something, a great image to have on your phone or in your back pocket on a piece of paper when someone brings that up.
If you want to go further and just give an example, like if you tell them, look, our call center, you could have something like, We require men to wear closed shoes, and we received a doctor's note saying that somebody has to wear open-toed shoes for a doctor's note. Can we fire them because they can't comply with the dress code?
Yeah, that'd be a good question. Yeah. Now, of course, we know the answer to it. You know, we have to make reasonable modifications. But I think it would be great just to have an official response from them. It's not necessarily an interpretation of their rule or their law that we're stating from a legal standpoint or an argument that we present from our end, but an actual answer from that department, from the U.S. Department of Justice, the ADA.
And that's one of the things that I want to bring in-house. I don't want there's some stuff I don't mind that the public sees, but I don't want various corporations looking at what we're doing and then they try to go around what we're trying to accomplish. So I that's one of the reasons I want the VIP membership and bring everything in-house so that they can't just look up what we're doing.
Yeah, because
you know,
it's like counterintelligence, and then they end up with, you know, their lawyers trying to always go against everything that we're doing. It's a constant legal battle.
Exactly. I don't want to show our hand.
Yeah, because those health department letters have been working great. Now a lot of times people that use that objection, they don't really use it anymore because the health department letter has been shoved down their throats so much showing that they're wrong. So, I'm sorry, Kevin, I didn't mean to cut you off there.
That's all right.
Yeah. Cause like I said, that's the one thing that I've been wondering, you know, and now of course, yeah, we know, I still probably think, you know, that stores, you know, can make their own rules. You know what I'm saying? But now I'm thinking, okay, you can make your own rules as long as it abides by what the law says. So if you're telling me that you require shoes for safety reasons, you know, that's not what the law says.
Yeah. Very good point. And that's something that we need to get down to the bottom of and get an official response from someone when it comes to that answer, just to show these employees, to show the management, to show corporate, to show their legal team, whatever the case may be. Coming up to the bottom of the hour, another half hour with you after this break, so stick around. 319-527-6208 is a way to be a part of the show. Also, our website, barefootislegal.org. And check us out in our live chat room going freedomizerradio.com. You can interact with us during the broadcast. We'll be right back.
Hey, Freedomist, join me, Proof Negative. Weeknights, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific, as we fight the New World Order together. Right here on Freedomizer Radio, your exclusive home of the Proof Negative Show.
Are you barefooters out there looking for a new place to shop, eat, and save? Are you sick of paying full price? Would you like to save money at the places you enjoy most? Well, here's a popular savings book that is full of coupons catered to your local area. It's called Save Around. This book is full of exclusive discounts to help you save money around your town. Yes, that's Save Around. You will save money at restaurants, department stores, cars, even flowers. When I take my family out, there are seven of us. The average meal was about $110 to $140. Last time I took them out, and I'm holding a copy of the receipt right here, the check originally was $120. With the Save Around book, our meal cost $82 at a place we go to quite often. Who knew? And there are a few places we found that we are going to check out. View the books in your area before you buy. Go to freedomizerradio.com or barefootislegal.org. Just click on your city, and within a few days, you will be saving money around town with your new Save Around book.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
My toes itch. My back is in pain.
My feet smell.
Well, I suffer from knee and hip pain.
If you suffer from any of those symptoms, Shoeless is a natural foot remedy to treat most symptoms of pain, infection, and other ailments caused by shoes. Shoeless can be applied simply by removing whatever is on your feet. Shoeless is a non-prescription solution to most foot problems that are caused by wearing shoes. In most cases, when using Shoeless, it does not impair your ability to operate a vehicle, walk, run, shop, jump, play, move, dance, sing, flip, or other human activities. Those using Shoeless have reported feeling happy, less pain, better mood, and have a better sense of health and freedom. Other benefits also include eliminating athlete's foot, foot odor, fungus, and other forms of bacteria known to have been caused by shoes. Some users of Shoeless may be told that it's against the law. Ask your doctor for a note when using Shoeless. Other side effects include a higher sense of awareness and in your surroundings. Do not use Shoeless if you are standing in a pit of fire. Using Shoeless may not increase your chances of flying or winning the lottery. However, some users have reported having higher self-esteem and positive attitudes, as well as more confidence. Shoeless is best when used all the time. Use caution when using Shoeless until your body adapts. Shoeless has also been proven to increase learning, attention, help fight depression, and ease effects of autism. Feel free to ask your doctor how Shoeless can benefit you. For more information about Shoeless and its benefits, visit barefootislegal.org.
Got a spare tire around that waist? Is your muffin top over the top? Do you binge eat uncontrollably? We are the government and we are here to help you. Here at our free FEMA weight loss camp, we have numerous ways to help you shed those unsightly, unwanted pounds. FEMA, or Fatties, Eating Mitigated, automatically has a communist-style weight loss czar that specializes in centralized weight loss planning and communal extended fasting programs to shed that fat away in no time. Skin and boned means extra tone is the motto. Just remember, there is no way you can do it on your own. We will forcefully assist you into compliance. Failure is not an option in this utopian wonderland. How fantastic. Typical workout regimes include digging ditches and restocking them with dirt, building railways and more. Get life skills while you get lean. How do you join? Simple. Recite the Constitution in a public commons or violate the Patriot Act that includes simple misdemeanors. It's really that easy to get your own fenced-in slice of Americana. Stop being a fatty. The state is your daddy.
The views and opinions expressed during the BIL radio show are those of the host and not that of Freedomizer Radio or the broadcast affiliates.
(319) 527-6208 is the way to be a part of the show. Just press 1 to be on the air. And we still have a little bit of time for some of our callers. Again, that's 319-527-6208. And we're on the air as well with Proof riding with me today in the studio. And our callers, Kevin, Laura. And I know Laura had some more she wanted to add to a story that she was telling, or another story that she wanted to share with us. Just want to check in with you, Proof. Any last words? I know you said you were limited on time, so I didn't want you to run out of time, and you still had other...
My guy's not back yet, so that's fine.
Oh, okay. I hope you're not paying him by the hour.
I kind of am, but it's okay. It's a friend of the family, and since nobody else is around, I pay him $10 an hour, so I'm not complaining.
Oh, okay. That works then. Yeah. I was going to say... Oh, great. I'm glad. So, before the break, we were talking with Kevin about writing Proof brought up a very good thing with our members and getting a letter out to the ADA, the U.S. Department of Justice, to get an official answer. So if you're just joining us and you haven't heard that.
Can I bring up something else before you go to another caller?
Sure, of course. You're the boss.
We have a new sponsor.
Oh, great.
I need to make the commercial today because we just got access to the domain Thursday, so... Within the next 24 hours, we will have a commercial for mistysgardens.com.
Oh,
we are selling
pretty much grow anywhere. You grow it anywhere and without any skill needed.
It's a tower garden. So for about the size of your desk at work, you can grow over 20 items at once. And it's designed to either be grown in-house or in a small patio area. And
oh, wow.
It's very minimal work, and it comes with packets and packets of GMO-free seeds and a special growing tonic. And you can get extras like grow lights, and you can get tomato racks and things like that. And you can either buy it outright or you can pay by the month. I think there's very minimal or no interest. I haven't done the math on it. But you can pay, I think, like $45 or whatever it is per month for a whole year, and it'll pay off.
Wow. That's pretty good. Saves a lot of money on grocery shopping right there if it works.
Right.
Because
I heard
you don't need a green thumb to do this.
Well, once you take whatever lettuce you need, you leave the rest on there, and if it's like lettuce or other types of things, you just pick it as you need it. You don't have to take the whole thing out. Then it rots in your cabinet.
Oh, yeah, of course. That sounds really cool. Yeah, I think I've heard of them. So I'll definitely get you my mailing address. This way they can send me some free products. I'm all about that. my garden this year is looking a little pathetic. And last night, it's in dirt. It's on the ground. It's nothing special. But this morning when I woke up and I was outside and just having my monster and, you know, my cigarette and all that, I'm walking around in the garden and I'm like, oh, animal got to this whole pumpkin plant, started nibbling down everything from right towards the base of the plant. And it just finally ate through the main vine that went out off one of them. And I'm like, oh, those are the best pumpkin flowers on there. So 6 o'clock in the morning, I guess I won't be frying up those pumpkin flowers. They're pretty much destroyed. You know, a garden like that would probably be great. You know, it's off the ground, especially if you can grow it in some place that you know, vermin can't get to. Because
right.
I think I'm going to station my cat on lookout tonight. Magic will be watching his garden overnight now.
Okay.
With his BB gun, just to keep the riffraff out. So.
And you, seriously, he would like this because you can grow catnip in it. And I'm not just making that up. I mean, you can really grow catnip.
He's there. He's there. His order form's already filled out. He's going to fax it out Monday, right at 9 a.m. So he'll be very excited about that. So I'll definitely have to pick myself up one.
Okay, yeah, you can see them on if you go to our chat room, it's on the top right in a circle.
Okay, yeah, let me see here. I got there's a chat room. Oh, yeah, look at that. Tower Garden. Okay. Interesting. Yeah, I'll definitely check out that website. Sounds great.
Yeah, so that's our new sponsor. So I'm just trying to find things that people can be interested in and help support what we're doing here.
I think that's a home run right there. So I think that new sponsor is going to see quite a bit of business from Freedomizer on that. And
So I haven't gotten too involved yet because I haven't made a commercial, but that's coming.
Okay. Well, hey. Once we have the commercial, just let me know where it is, and we'll make sure it gets played every commercial break then.
Okay. And then don't forget, next month, either late July, early August, we'll have the brand-new 2018 Save Around books.
Nice.
So when the new ones come out, I want to hit that hard.
Okay, definitely.
I just think it would be cool if everybody grabbed a book, and then we had meetups from the books that we pick up,
from
and we save money. Yeah, we save money from the Save Around coupons, and we go meet people and try restaurants that we haven't hit yet. And if they kick us out, then we know that we can avoid them, and we can go to other ones.
Yeah, there you go. And then, we let them know that, hey, listen, you're paying for space, and we're advertising you. We get people
right
in the door, now you don't want us here. I think that's a great counter for that one.
I think so, too. That's why I kind of want to hit all this.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Well, the way I look at it, though, if we can save our members money and we can get our operation funded, I don't see any loss there at all.
Yeah, and they're not that expensive either. I mean, the book lasts the entire year. And how much is it a month? Or how much is it for the book? I think it was
25.
$25? Yeah, $25. Yep, I'm looking at it right now. $25. Almost every city you can imagine is listed there.
Yeah, so you eat out twice or you get one rental car and you've already made your money back, and then everything else is a plus.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, hey, you know what? When I do that commercial, when I did the live read for that commercial, I was serious. I was looking at that, and I'm like, my Save Around book really did save me all that money on a meal.
Well, we went to a Brazilian steakhouse out here, and it was $57, and it was buy one, get one free. So
oh, wow.
I took the wife out, and we saved $57 plus tax.
That's great. Yeah. Yeah, I pretty much cut the bill down quite a bit at a place I go to quite often. And I didn't even realize until I got the Save Around book. I'm like, you know what? I come here almost every week and you're charging me full price. I'll sit there photocopying this coupon and you better take it every time, the amount of money I spend in here. The server laughed. She goes, oh, we'll honor that coupon whenever you're in here. I'm sorry. You want a 50% tip? I figured that would spike your tone up. Actually, they treat me very well there. But they realize that even with the discount, when I did get the discount on the Save Around book, when I used the coupon, it was me and a couple members of the family, you know, nephews and, you know, and all that, and my niece and some cousins and all that, and we all went out. I mean, it was a pretty expensive bill, and I had the coupon, so I thought, why not? But I did tip on the full amount before the discount. You know, I was good with that, you know. But, boy, that saved me a lot of money. But we got 15 minutes left. I know Laura had a story she wanted to share with us.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, yeah. So, Laura, welcome back to the show. Starting off with us as a first caller, and I think you may be the last caller. We got 15 minutes left.
How about that? I feel like a bookend. I feel like two
there
bookends.
You go. All the goodness is sandwiched right in the middle.
There is stuff, right. There you go. That's what stuff's made out of. I'll start with this premise. There was a new person that came into our church, and I happened to be standing, doing not much of anything, and she was asking me a few questions, and finally she said, you know, I'm looking for a church. And I said, well, welcome to St. Albert's, we're great. And so she said, well, I tried, and she named another church, like, you know, a few blocks away, or like at the other side of town. And I said, well, that's a very dynamic church, and if that's the one, you know, to which you live near, why don't you go there? And so she said, I hate the color of the wall. I said, what? She said, I couldn't go there. I don't like the color of the wall. I like the color here better. Now, I thought about that, and she's missed the entire purpose of going to church. She wasn't focused on what she was supposed to be doing, but instead bored or distracted with her eyes wandering around like the exorcist head spinning. And that's exactly the way the people, earlier in the broadcast, something was mentioned about people sitting in a restaurant complaining if somebody at the next table or booth is not wearing shoes, or customer in a store saying, you know, they have to wear shoes. That means that those people actually must have, like, and I'm not trying to be offensive, ADD, or they forgot why they were there. And actually, a pretty slick wall restaurant owner could possibly say to these people complaining about people without shoes, well, is your meal so awful, or are you so bored with your dining partner that instead you're looking around for something else to entertain you? So they lost focus, they lost sight of the fact that they're in a steakhouse, a sushi place, wherever they are, enjoying their meal. Instead, they're looking around for something wrong, looking for something to entertain them. In a store, I mean, I don't know about you, but when I go shopping, I need to get certain items. I need to get in there and out of there. I don't really care what's going on around me. I would prefer not getting shot. I mean, I would prefer not being in danger. However, I mean, I'm focused on my list, what's on sale, and getting done and getting out. I'm really not looking at the floor, at other people's shoes, if they're wearing shoes. I'm not looking to see if the clerk has an ear, you know, like 7 earrings. And even the people that work in these stores or restaurants, well, if you're more concerned with what a person is wearing or not wearing. If they're wearing gray because you hate gray and not wearing shoes because you love your combat boots, no offense, then you're not doing your job. You're not serving. You're not making suggestions. In a store, you're not restocking the shelves, checking people out efficiently. Instead, you're looking for an issue to target. You're looking for a victim.
Yeah.
So actually, these people are extremely ignorant, not doing their job, and that person shouldn't be in that restaurant. That person shouldn't be in that store. You know, go home. You know, go watch like a tragedy cable station or something. You know, record TV. There, those people have problems. You know what I'm saying?
There you go. Yeah. Yeah, they can watch Craziest Police Chases or something, listen to John Bunnell make silly comments about everything and some pun that he
was using. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's crazy. And you're right. I mean, you know, it's like, who sits there at a restaurant? And, well, first of all, I think a great comeback to that one would be if someone is really looking around at something else besides who they're there with and worried about their meal.
Right.
I think if anybody were to say something, I would probably just have to look up at them and say, what happened? Did your cell phone battery die, and that's why you're so interested in me all of a sudden? Because these kids just sit there at the restaurant anyway, playing on their phones.
Right,
I mean, they sit there,
true.
They're not taking pictures of the meal. I mean, they're talking to anybody but who they're with.
Right.
So I would just have to ask them, if anybody poked their nose into my meal and gave two twists about what I had on my feet, or the lack of, in that case, I would have to just turn around and just look at him dead in the eye and say, excuse me, did your cell phone battery die? Do you need a charger? What's wrong with you?
That's good. Mm-hmm.
Go tweet, text, follow, poke, Instagram, Tumble.
Snapchat.
Tumble your rear end away from my table and leave me alone. That's a very good point.
Exactly.
If they're so worried about what you're doing in a restaurant, their battery must be dead on their cell phone.
Oh, dear me. They should sit next to an outlet and charge it up.
That's it. Yep. So, you know what? If they annoy you like that, I'd just reach over and say, oh, that spaghetti looks good, and just take a whole forkful.
That would be great.
Glad I didn't do that with my big toe.
Right.
I mean, do they think you're sitting there using chopsticks or something with your feet?
Oh, that's hilarious. That's good.
Yeah, no, they need to mind their own business, plug their phones back in once the kick's back on, they'll leave you alone.
Maybe they'll get a fidget spinner.
Sorry, Proof, what was
that?
I said maybe they can use a fidget spinner.
That's right.
Then it'll eliminate all of their stress.
Yeah, attach some razor blades on the tips of that three-way little spinny toy and then go at it. Leave me alone.
Nick, still in our freedomizerradio.com chat room powered by QuickChat, I just made a new meme. Go ahead and check that one out.
Okay. I'll definitely go check that out. And for our listeners, make sure you check that out too. Let's see what we got here. There you go. I resemble half of this. Okay.
Oh, dear.
No, but nobody will go complain to a store owner and say, hey, that person has face piercings. You need to walk them out of the store.
Oh, exactly. You know?
Right.
Oh, the me and your mom tattoo. That's offensive. There you go.
But if you tell somebody, look, somebody's shopping with an offensive tattoo, nobody's going to come walk over to you and tell you to go home.
Yeah. See, the problem is everybody else has, you know, I mean, a lot of people have tattoos. You know, but what they haven't realized is that everybody has feet. But yet, for some reason, they don't have a problem with that. You know, they hide it, they tuck it away.
But you can wear those Nike foot things that people are selling, and that's considered cool because it looks like you're not wearing anything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, little pads that go on your foot. I actually, you know what, I couldn't take it anymore, Proof. I just went through the group, and every time I saw one come up, I just deleted it. That post was just getting so old. People were just getting sick of it, and I just saw a couple, and I'm like, oh, here we go again, delete.
Right.
I'm just like, okay, I'm done.
But what I don't understand is why people just couldn't put a meme back out. If a friend shared that meme to me, I just shared a meme of the BIL back out.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's fine. That works. Not sagging pants. They're all the way around his ankles.
Yeah.
Okay, folks. Yeah. Go to freedomizerradio.com. Go to the chat room. Click on that link. It's the last thing posted by Proof Negative to the Facebook meme. That's great. I like that.
I thought you would.
Nobody's
going to go running to the store manager with any of that stuff.
No, I think just to top it off, I'm going to walk around Walmart in a pink tutu now.
I thought you did that already.
Okay, fine. I'll walk around Walmart in a pink tutu breastfeeding a midget. Is that better?
Okay.
There you go.
But you have to have that your mom and me tattoo.
Yes, definitely. Uh-huh. I'm going to get that one, and then the whole caboodle is complete. I'm ready. I'm ready to take on and be part of that video people of Walmart now. The pink tutu,
midget
being breastfed, the me and your mama tattoo, and oh, that's great.
Here.
So this meme's a keeper?
Oh, yes, definitely. I like that.
All right.
Definitely a keeper. That's great. I'm going to like it right now so I can be special with the rest of social media.
Okay.
Oh, there we go. I belong. There we go.
That's great. Haven't had any big hits in a while. I'm used to being extremely overindulged in cut and pastes, and I'm still going through the David Wolf blitz because there was about 600,000 shares, but it's funny that you can have three in a row that get over a million, and then you can go a month or two and not get a big hit. That's kind of how it works in radio land and as well as everything else. Not everything is gold, and we just have
to
keep making them and hope that something takes off.
That's true. You know what I should do? I mean, maybe I should take someone out for dinner tonight and just sit there tweeting about this meme.
Maybe Desina's ready.
Hey, there you go. See if her and her family want to come back out again, have a little outing.
Yeah, I'm hoping that they eventually can get started with us.
Yeah, that'd be great. Definitely.
Yeah, she talks about how you're like family to her.
Yeah, I guess so. It was funny, even after we met up that one time with her husband, her fiance, and the two kids and all that, she posted the pictures of her and her kids in the pizza place barefoot and all that. And we've had many conversations about it in the past. We've run into each other. Now she's a little more local and everything. So it's nice, to meet up with her once in a while and definitely, had a lot of fun.
Well, I know you only got a couple minutes left here, and my handyman just came in a minute ago, so I'm going to let you close us out, and if you feel like talking today or tomorrow, I'll be around.
All righty. Sounds good, Proof.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us this weekend. Thanks for being on Barefoot is Legal. Of course, Proof Negative, the host of his own show, The Proof Negative Show, heard Monday through Thursdays here on the Freedomizer Radio Network, p.m. Eastern. So make sure you check that out for real Patriot news. Coming up after this, though, we have Truth Quest Radio, and so make sure you stay tuned to that. I'd like to thank all of our callers, Kevin, Laura, Justin, Proof, for joining us this week. Don't forget, check out our website. That's barefootislegal.org. Check out our Facebook page, Barefoot is Legal, and our private group on Facebook. And, of course, for all you heavy-breathing fun seekers, don't think that you're going to get your rocks off on foot pictures over there. It's a closed group, a private group, and we empower those and educate to be part of the Barefoot is Legal community. And that's what we're here to do every week, folks. And even though I may not be live some of this summer, most of the summer anyway, I will be here with you. If not, Proof will be with you. And we will be here to support your choice to go barefoot. So definitely keep them bare. Until next time, take care.